Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Renner from Pro Football Focus, and he joins us here on The Fan. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
I've noticed you have made your profile picture. It's a really good-looking photo of you, Mike. It's a really good-looking photo of you. And I can tell it's been now long enough since you were on The Bachelor where you feel like you need to start posting really good photos of yourself again so people can stay in the DMs. Is that accurate?
Actually, I have a girlfriend now, so it did end up working out for me. That was a strategy, unconsciously.
Nice development.
Is that on TMZ, Mike, or no? Not yet?
No, it's on Instagram, though, at least.
Okay. Instagram official. There we
might
go.
As well be TMZ.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so we're looking at the schedule for the Browns, Mike, and we've noticed a couple different trends on here. One, the back part of the schedule is really tough. You have back-to-back weeks facing Josh Allen, then Tom Brady, and then what we would imagine would be a homecoming of sorts for Deshaun Watson in Houston as he returns back to Houston to take on the Texans. Like, we can see the scenario there where maybe Roger Goodell and the schedule makers made it a little easier in the front, tougher in the back. Can you read anything into that as it pertains to a Deshaun Watson potential suspension?
Oof, I do think if they were to suspend him, they would want to suspend him before he comes back to Houston. I don't think they want that on their hands. You know, not that they can not win that game without him. They probably can easily handle the Texans even with whoever's starting a quarterback. But, yeah, I don't think that that would bode well for just anyone if he were to be starting that game.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. But then explain the first four games and why it was such a layup. Carolina, New York, Pittsburgh with potentially a rookie quarterback there, Atlanta. It feels like the schedule makers really wanted to take it light on the Browns early.
Yeah, they're going to get the hype train going. And then probably douse it with some flames with a suspension of midseason. It seems like it's probably what's going to happen. Although, I do think that they'd have to – they've had so much time at this point. It would be absurd for them to – wait till the middle of the season to hand out a suspension. So I don't know when it'll come. I don't think anyone outside of Roger Goodell knows when it's going to come, but there will be one coming up pretty undoubtedly at this point.
How big of a downgrade is Brissett from – I mean, obviously it's a downgrade from Deshaun Watson, but, I mean, with we looking at that schedule, like I just said – to Jonathan before you came on, Mike, that I think the Browns, frankly, if it was Watson was suspended, let's say eight games, right? I think the Browns could still maybe go 5-3. Am I nuts? When you look at that schedule?
No, that's not nuts at all. I mean, this is a fantastic roster. It's why their odds to win the Super Bowl are so low. I mean, they had Baker Mayfield playing about as bad as you could down the stretch, and we're still playoff competitive until late in the season. So, yeah, it's not crazy to think that. And Jacoby Brissett, for as much as he's never going to give you necessarily high-end, like elite-level performance, he's always been suitable. He can win games, and he's done that over the course of his career. So he can give you some like high-floor type of play with his rushing ability as well, to where, yeah, even if Deshaun isn't playing, they can still take a few of those home for sure.
Mike, I want to ask you about Deshaun in particular and trying to figure out this offense, right? Because if David Bell, we're expecting him to be the number two on this team. Is there any way, though, they would replicate what they did in 2020 with Deshaun Watson, where it was just a weird scenario? They had one 1,000-yard receiver in Brandon Cooks. Maybe that's the Amari Cooper for this year. Four came close. Maybe that's David Bell. And then they had 11 guys with at least 140 receiving yards. Do you feel like that's something, a road that maybe Stefanski would want to go down?
I think so. I think you're going to see a lot of tight end involvement in this offense as well. And then obviously the running backs, like, you really are probably just going to rely on Amari Cooper a lot. Like you said, he's probably going to be the guy with every guy kind of after that getting equal target share. I also would not put them out of the market for one of the remaining wide receivers just because they have a ton of cap space. I mean, they have a lot to play with still that they really haven't burned through. And there could be a lot of guys now with Deshaun Watson wanting to play with a quarterback like that.
Any one of those guys in particular?
The one that I would love to add to that offense, just selfishly, is probably Will Fuller. I just want to see him have a career resurgence, and obviously he's played and done well with Deshaun Watson, but that's probably the – I mean, they could really go any route at this point.
Mike, we had you on before the draft, and now that the Browns have made their selections, I'm curious your thoughts on a couple of players. Let's start with David Bell, the wide receiver from Purdue, who I hope can replace Jarvis Landry, assuming he's not coming back. I don't think he is. What do you think of Bell and how he fits in here in Cleveland?
It's kind of hilarious because he is the exact opposite version of Anthony Schwartz. Like, they were taken in the same place in the draft, but could not be more different in what they bring to the table. Like, Bell's NFL-ready, polished route runner, strong hands, like, does the little things in the receiver position well, but just is as low end of an athlete as exists at the position. Like, he's not a separator. He is not a speedster. He is your underneath slot reliable target guy. But he's good at that. Whereas, you know, Schwartz, obviously, 4.3 speed, but for 4.2 speed, excuse me, don't want to sell him short, but 4.2 speed with no receiving ability, like actual route running chops whatsoever. So I do think he's got ready to make an impact, but it's just where he fell to and why he fell there, despite his production, is just because he may not bring the most valuable skill set to the table.
What was your favorite move with the draft for the Browns? Are you a kicker in the fourth round guy? Are you a Perrion Winfrey guy? What's your favorite move?
I think my favorite move is Alex Wright. I mean, here's a true junior declaring early out of UAB, of all places, with absurd physical ability. I mean, just a monstrous man to pair across to Myles Garrett, who is a monster of a man in his own right. Like, you have two ultra-long, powerful defensive ends that can really just squeeze offensive tackles. Now, again, he's probably not going to make an impact year one. Coming out of UAB, as much as I like this tape and thought he, you know, dominated lesser competition, it's still a massive jump up to expect him to do anything. But I could see him having a career trajectory like a, you know, Marcus Davenport. And obviously Marcus Davenport was like a fifth year coming out. So this guy's a lot more left in the tank in terms of physical and on-field development than even like a Marcus Davenport did when he declared. So, yeah, I'm a fan of that pick. I think just the sort of upside or what Wright could be is why he's probably my favorite pick of theirs.
Let me ask you about the coaches in the AFC North. We're getting a big debate about this yesterday. I am of the belief that, and we know, obviously, Tomlin, Harbaugh, you can pick them 1 or 1A, 1B, whatever you want. But when it comes down to Zach Taylor and Kevin Stefanski, Zach Taylor was just in a Super Bowl, but it feels like a lot of people can't in their minds wrap around the idea that Stefanski could be a better coach than Zach Taylor. How do you see it?
Yeah, truth, I don't think it's that close. I'll take Stefanski in a heartbeat over Zach Taylor. I live here in Cincinnati, and obviously PFF's based here, but I was like, man, that Super Bowl run might have been a kiss of death for them, because I just don't think Zach Taylor's the offensive mind that goes toe-to-toe with, you know, the offensive minds around the NFL. And I think a lot of that run was, well, on Lou Anarumo, who I think is a fantastic DC, and I think he'll become a head coach here soon with what he's put into action during the playoffs last year. That's like as big a reason for why they made the Super Bowl than anything else on that roster. And Joe Burrow. I mean, Joe Burrow covered up a lot of flaws on that team and his accuracy and just his ability to where if you put Joe Burrow with like a Sean McVay or some real play caller, this would be a much, much scarier team. Whereas I don't even think they're the favorites in the North right now.
Who is the favorite in the North, in your opinion?
I'm probably going to catch a flack for this, but I think the Ravens are the best team in the North. Right? I think they're the most complete team. But the Browns would be with no looming suspension. But obviously, I do believe 8 games, 6 games, whatever is going to come down, and that will bring the Browns back down to earth. But I think the Ravens have the best roster from top to bottom right now.
Mike, we talk about this, I think, every time we have you on, or at least we certainly did the last time. Baker Mayfield, still a Cleveland Brown. Should the Browns cut him or hold on to him?
they have to trade him, right? Like, they have to, like, give away a pick to trade him, because that cap space is so valuable in today's NFL. You can't just eat $18 million and act as if that's okay. Like, $18 million in cap space, like we saw with the Brock Osweiler trade, that's worth, like, a mid-round pick. So if no one's willing to take on Baker Mayfield, they may even give away picks to get rid of Baker Mayfield, just because $18 million in cap space can buy you a lot of talent and can save you a lot of headaches in roster building to have that back in the fold. So, yeah, I think they have to trade him. I just don't see a world where they're cutting him.
Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus. We appreciate all the insight. Great to catch up with you, and we'll catch up again later.
For sure, fellas. Thanks so much for having me on. Have a good one.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.